we don't always interview quote-unquote professionals to get information about drugs. We try to get real people to talk about their own real-life experiences, as we did when we interviewed Billy Joe, a former drug addict.
Hi, Billy Joe. So if you don't mind me asking, which drugs were you on?
I was basically on any drugs, anything that would change the way I felt, anything that would get me high. I didn't have a favorite.
What led you to drugs?
What led me to drugs? I grew up around drugs. My real father was a drug addict, and my stepfather also was a drug addict. I don't know, it was all around me and my family. I think I still would have been led to drugs. It would have just been later on in my life. Instead, I started at an early age.
When did you start using drugs, and how long were you on the drugs for?
I started using drugs a lot when I was about 11 years old. I drank a few times before that, but I continued to use them for about 5 years, really heavily.
Do you think that where you live had an influence on your drug use? In other words, do you think society expects you to become a drug addict just because of where you live?
Well, I started, like, as I said, you know, my family was, I was around drugs all the time. And so, yeah, I do believe that they had an influence in me using it. I do think that I probably would have anyway. But I don't know. Expecting, I don't know if society would say, like, that they're expecting you to use drugs.
Like, besides your family, the community, anything, like, would lead you into...
No, because, like, you know, in the drug addict interview, everybody was saying that they have their dreams, you know. I definitely didn't dream to be a drug addict. And I guess that's it, really.
What Regent Park has done over the years is try to provide youth with different programs, activities, so that the youth doesn't have to resort to drugs out of boredom. The community also inspires youth to strive for success and let them know that drug dealing isn't the only way to make money. Did your community have activities or program like this?
Yeah, they did. And actually, these programs are what's helping me today stay clean and not resort back to that way of living. When I was using, there was also programs like this, and it was nice to know that somebody was there that actually cared. I didn't resort to them at that time, but later on, as my using progressed and it got worse, I did resort to programs like this.
How did your drug use affect your family? Like, your family has been using it, like you said, right? But
yeah.
Do they care that you have, or?
Well, actually, yeah, my mom did leave my stepfather, who was the prime user in our family, until I came along.
Now, Brandy, don't you have some question on how Billy Joe recovered?
Yes, I do, Vin. Thanks very much. Hey, Billy Joe. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your road to recovery. But when did you realize you had to quit?
When did I realize I had to quit? I knew long before I actually did quit that I had a problem. At the time that I did quit, I was looking at a sentence. I was in jail again. I had gotten out of doing 8 months, and within a month I lost everything again. You know, my family didn't want to have anything to do with me. Hardly any of my friends did. I had nothing left, you know, on the streets. And I pulled a robbery, and I was looking at doing about 3 years. And it was at that time when I was in the jails that I actually thought maybe there was a different way of living. And I followed through on it. I don't know what happened, but when I went up in front of the judge, he said, "You have another chance. And as long as you go to a treatment center, I'll let you out." And I did.
Where was this treatment center?
It was a six-month program out in Ottawa. It's about it. It would get me out of my scene and help me learn to live without drugs.
So how long did it take you to get clean? Did it take the 6 months or longer?
I still think, like, I've been around for about 3.5 years. I've been clean now, and it's still a struggle. Like, every day, you know, I crave. The only thing is I don't go out and do it now, you know? So I think it's like a daily thing.
So you have cravings. What do you do about your cravings?
I have safe places, like I've got friends that I talk to. I've got people like me that are trying to get clean and stay off the streets and stay out of that trouble. And they're the people I reach out to when I have cravings or when I'm going through a hard time.
Yeah, you need that. You need a support group when you're trying to go through a battle like that. It's good to have friends. So how do you feel now that you're clean?
How do I feel?
Do you see your family?
Yeah, actually, I do see my family now. I have a little brother and sister, and they're one of the things that made me come around and want to get clean. Things are great between us now. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't have my hard times. I do, but I don't wake up daily and regret what I've done to them or regret what I've done to anybody. So, yeah, things have changed a lot. I'm reaching for my dreams, you know?
So what is your dream? Where do you see yourself in the future?
Where do I see myself?
Married?
Well,
kids?
I don't know about the married part. I know that I'm actually just finishing up high school now. When I was using, I never went to high school. It's been 2.5 years that I've been in high school now, and I've got 6 more months, and I'll be finishing up. I'm now an honor roll student. I do really good, put a lot of effort in, and I really like it. My dream is, I love the arts. I think I'm planning to enroll at Ryerson for a year art program, and then get into architecture, interior design anywhere.
That's good to hear. Do you have any advice for the youth who think it's cool to use drugs or might consider using drugs?
I don't know. I just know from my experience and where I was at that I had a lot of problems, and I found my escape through using drugs. It was an easy way to not cope with reality. And I think for people that are thinking like that, there is a completely different way of life. And if they realize that and want to do something about it, there's lots of people out there that will help them.
Do you see more youth using drugs these days?
I don't know. I guess so. I've got friends that use. I still hang around people that use. But yeah, I guess so. They just need to find help.
Okay, well, thanks, Billy Joe. I hope you reach your goals, and I wish you the best.